Welcome to the Knopf Poetry Podcast.
This is John Updike reading a poem called Seagulls, written, as I recall, around 1961, and appeared first in a book called Telephone Poles, and now is in my collected poems. Seagulls. A gull up close looks surprisingly stuffed. His fluffy chest seems filled with an inexpensive taxidermist's material, rather lumpily inserted. The legs unbent are childish crayon strokes, too simple to be workable. And even the feather markings, whose intricate symmetry is the usual glory of birds, are in the gull slovenly, as if God makes too many to make them very well. Are they intelligent? We imagine so because they are ugly. The sardonic one-eyed profile, slightly cross. The narrow ectomorphic head, badly combed. The wide and nervous and well-muscled rump all suggest desk work, shipping rates by day, Schopenhauer by night, and endless coffee. At that hour on the beach, when the flies begin biting in the renewed coolness and the backsliding skin of the after surf reflects a pink shimmer before being blotted, the gulls stand around in the dimpled sand like those melancholy European crowds that gather in cobbled public squares in the wake of assassinations and invasions. Heads cocked to hear the latest radio reports. It is also this hour when plump young couples walk down to the water, bumping together, and stand thigh deep in the rhythmic glass. Then they walk back toward the car, tugging as if at a secret between them, but which neither quite knows, walk capricious paths through the scattering gulls, as in some mythologies, beautiful gods stroll unconcerned among our mortal apprehensions.
Recorded with permission from Knopf, a division of Random House, Inc. All rights reserved. No part of this recording may be reproduced without permission in writing from the publisher.